Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin, and we are on Tes Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So yesterday's Mishnah had said that if somebody makes a neder, yesterday's Mishnah had if someone makes a neder not to go to sleep, right? And if someone makes a neder that they're not going to eat or talk or be with their wife, so we said there in the Mishnah that none of that is that's all good. Why? Because we said it really the neder really goes on the chayfetz, and you can make such a neder. Now, shvua she'eni yashan, shvua that I will not go to sleep, shvua she'eni medaver that I will not speak, she'eni mahalach that I will not go. Usher, all that's usher. You can make a shvua not to speak, and you can't speak. You don't even have to come on to any. No, what he really means is because very simply, a shvua is chal even on something that is not mamish, even on something intangible like speech or sleep or walking, and therefore the shvua is chal. However, carbon. There's a very strange phrases. Carbon. If someone says a shvua, carbon lo ochalacha, a carbon that I won't eat of you. What does that mean? So the Ron explains, whatever that means, it's not going to be a valid shavua. Why? Because if you want to asser something, carbon, I won't eat the lo ochel lecha, a carbon like I won't eat, what you're really saying is, then I can eat it. So you're really saying everything's negative and it really turns into positive. That's meaningless words. Or, ha carbon sh'ochel lecha, or ha carbon, whatever the ha carbon means. Ron says if it would be one word, ha carbon, that it would work. But since you say ha carbon, this carbon she'ochel lecha that I will eat, or low carbon lo ochel lecha, right? Two negatives. I won't eat what's not a carbon. That means I will eat what is a carbon. I won't eat low carbon lo ochel lecha, again mutter. Why? It's not a normal language. It's not saying anything. The Ron said, the Gemara is going to say, we're holding like we're mayor, that he doesn't infer negative into positive. He doesn't do that. Therefore, what he said is meaningless. As the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Mani Masnisen. It's her mayor. Why? The Erev Yehuda, forget about the positive and the negative. If it's a Yehuda, the Erev Yehuda, lo shani le carbon, velo shani le ha carbon. According to Yehuda, the point is, you had to have a kaf hadimyon. We had this already. You had to say kit carbon. Since neither of these cases say it, there's no difference between them. So we have to mention so many different cases. Obviously, the Mishnah can't be him. It has to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Eim a Seifa. What about the Seifa? The Seifa said, if someone said, carbon lo ochel lecha mutter, right? Because he didn't say anything. Gemara? Vatnan. But we learned in a different Mishnah, back on Yud Aleph, that likarbon lo ochalacha, if you said language like that, Rameir said that's no good. And here the exact same words he said is good. So the Gemara says, there it's usher and here it's meaningless. So the Gemara says, Amr of Abba, and why is that true? Because Nase Kaomer likarbon yehe, it's as if he said a carbon this should be, lafika, therefore lo ochalacha, I won't eat it. And that's a valid neder. Second, over here, we said it's not a valid neder. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha da amar la carbon. In the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, he said, we explained it to mean la carbon, one word. Ha da amar. But here, what he really said was, lo la carbon, no a carbon. De lo havi carbon ka amar. What you're really saying is, it should not be a carbon. It should not be a carbon. That's not going to be a carbon. And it's not going to be usser. Really live versus law. The Ron says that. And then the Ron says that when... What? I know, same thing. I know. Okay, next. Now, Shvua lo ochalacha. Now we're going to say the exact same cases where you said the word Shvua instead of neder. So Shvua lo ochalacha, a Shvua that I won't eat with you. Or ha Shvua sh'ochalacha. Or a Shvua... Sha'ochalacha means that I won't eat. The word ochal means no, right? Or lo shvua lo ochalacha, or no, a shvua not to eat with you, usher, it's usher. In all these cases, by neder, it was not a neder, but by shvua, it is a shvua. So the Ran says, the last case, lo shvua lo ochalacha, not a shvua, not, so by shvua, we will turn it into a positive. Right? But Meir said, we never say mechlal avat ha-shvehein. So the Ran explains, we never say that by mamon, or by an isser, which really is mamon. For example, if you asser that piece of meat, like a neder, you make it into a neder, you make it into a carbon, you've now lost out on the price of that meat. It's $5. Now you just lost $5. So in such a case, we'll never say, or Meir holds, you don't say mechlal avat ha-shvehein. When it comes to money, or a chayfetz, which relates to money. However, if you a shvua is an asering on yourself. So if you asering on yourself, nothing on money. So then even Rav Meir will agree you could turn the negative into the positive. That's what the Ran says. So, but the Gemara says michlal. What do you see from here? Deha shvua sheochalcha. That when someone makes a shvua. The hashvua sha'ochalacha. If someone has a shvua and he uses the word sha'ochalacha, d'lo akil l'mashma. What he really meant was, I will not eat. Right? He says ochel, and it really means no. So the Gemara says, verminhu, wait a minute. We know that there's a famous, in shvuas, we know that it says, shvuas shtayin shehin arba. There are two shvuas, which really turn into four. The Torah says in Vayikra, Nefesh kisishava levate b'sifasayim, if a person will make a shvua, lahara o lehetiv, for bad or good. What does it mean for bad or good? So the Gemara in Masechta Shavuot and other places says what that means is, you're not allowed to make a shvua that's false. Bad and good means past and future. For example, you're not allowed to make a shavua that I ate and it's a lie, or that I will eat and it'll be a lie. Or that I didn't eat and it's a lie, or that I will not eat and it's going to be a lie. Any of those combinations, that's a machlokas actually, Tanayim in over there, but the Gemara is assuming this Tana, that any past or future, whether positive or negative, is included in the pasuk of Lahara Olahetiv. So it's two, meaning past and future, and it's really four because it's positive and negative. Okay? So, if someone says, Shavua Shtayim Shein Arba, for example, Sha'ochel, V'shalo Ochel, I will eat, I won't eat. Sha'achalti, I ate, V'shalo Achalti, that I didn't eat. So what do you see from this Mishnah? There's no way that the word Ochel could mean no Ochel. Because no Ochel is already on the list. It's impossible. So midka amar shelo ochel. Since that Mishnah already says shelo ochel, sheachalti v'shelo achalti, right? Michlal de sheochel lecha d'ochel lemashma. Ochel lecha means I will eat. So in our Mishnah, a guy makes a shvua, shvua sheochel lecha. How could that mean a shvua that I won't eat with you? How could that be? Right? The Mishnah in Shavuot said that there are four types of Shavuot, past and future, and lo ochel is already on the list. And ochel is on the list. How can the word ochel mean no? That's the Gemara's question. We're going to have two answers to that question. Each one's hard. Amar Abaya answers as follows. The word sha'ochel is shtei lushonos mashma. It really implies two different mashmos. It could mean positive or negative. It can mean I will or I won't. What does it depend on? Depends on where you are. Depends on the circumstances. What's the case? So, for example, shtei lushonos mashma. Hayim misarvin bo lechol. These guys are forcing you to eat. They're pressuring you. They want you to eat. V'amr, and you say, achil na'alid already. Leave me alone. Not only that, v'su, not only that, shvua sha'ochel. I swear I'll eat it. So, obviously, da'achil na mashma. That meant, you will eat. Because, in the context of that story, it obviously means that. By contrast, Aval Amar
Lo achilna, lo achilna.
I don't care what you say, man. I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it. Vesu, and you say, Amar shvua sheochel, shvua sheochel. You obviously meant delo achilna kamar. You obviously meant I will not eat. So it all depends on what your context. The word ochel could really mean both. The Mishnah lists all four? Yeah, because it depends on where you it depends on the situation. That's a baya. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says another pshat. No, not we're gonna have why they don't like each other. Ravashi Amar. Shvu sheochel deshvua. When it said sheochel as a shvua, what the guy really said was she'i ochel ka'amar. He really said she'i ochel. Not she'ochel, that I will eat, but she'i ochel, that I won't eat. That's what he really said, says Abaya. In our Mishnah, when it says shavua she'ochel, what he really said was shavua she'i ochel. A shavua that I won't eat. So the Gemara says, imkei pshita. So then what's that in our Mishnah for? That's ABCs of shavua. Right? Maila memra. Why is that in here? So the Gemara says, Mahu detema. I might think, Mekam lishnahi. What happened was, the guy was trying to say the words she'ochel. But he stuttered. Or he had some kind of speech. Somehow it didn't come out. U de'iskale. And it came out wrong. He wanted to say she'ochel. But it came out she'i'ochel. And you know what? I would think, why should that be a neder? Why should that be a shavua? Kamash Malan, it's a shavua.
Which way?
The way he said, or not the way he intended. I know there's a Bach. I didn't have a chance to look it up. The Bach asks, I'll try to find it for today, for tomorrow. The Bach asks, but we have Gemaras where you could clarify what you really meant. And, okay, I mean, that statement could answer half this Masechta. Well, ask the guy what he really meant. But putting that aside, in a case where you really said something, and it was like obviously like a stuttering, you know, clearly it's not what you meant. Why should you be bound by it? So putting that aside, that's how Ravashi said. Ravashi's gonna have a reason why he doesn't want to hold like a baya.
Ultimately, the pasuk says "Lo tzos v'sechel."
Right.
So this is "Lo tzos
v'sechel." I know you can't fault the guy. You can't fault the toch kedei dibur. He get blurted out by because he stuttered. Why should he be held for that? But that's what Ravashi says. Right, I would think no, but the answer is yes. Now, Abaya lo amar tam kirvashi. Why didn't Abaya hold like Ravashi? Because obviously the lo katani she'ochel. That's not what it says. It doesn't say she'ochel. It says she'ochel. So that was hard. Abaya is also going to be hard. Either way, difficult. Now, Ravashi nadi min hatam da Abaya. Very strange lashon. Ravashi wanted to stay away from the reason of Abaya. Well, okay, this is very difficult now. Why? Because if Abaya held that the word ochel means both, depending on context, then he should say the same thing by shelo ochel. The words shelo ochel should also mean both, depending on the context. Abaya kasavar, shelo ochel nami mash b'shtei l'shonos hayu. The word shelo ochel should also imply both. Right? For example, hayu misarbin bolechel, if the guys are pressuring you to eat, v'omar, and you say, now everyone translates this as meaning a question, lo achilna, v'lo achilna, won't I eat? Right? In other words, even though you're saying the words lo ochel, you put a question mark at the end of it, the whole thing changes around. Won't I eat? Va'amar nami shvua. I'll swear to it. So then, bein she'ochel, bein she'lo ochel. Whether you eat it or not, hadin achilna mashma. Doesn't that mean you're going to eat? Because you said, won't I eat? And when you swear to that, obviously it means you're going to eat. So even if it's lo ochel, it could mean the positive. Says Ravashi. If Abai is right, he should be right through and through. And why isn't he right through and through? The ikalutru tsunami V'ikalu trutzanami lishna shvua shelo ochal shvua delo achilna ka'amar. That line means, and in the Mishnah, Abaye never said a word about that case. In other words, we never discussed the case of lo ochal meaning both. And then it would not be necessary for the Mishnah over there in Shavuos to have four cases. Therefore, elatana paska, therefore it's obvious that she'ochel do'achil namashma, ochel means ochel, and she'lo ochel, lo ochel mashma, and no is no. Right? Very simple. Even though Rashi wasn't any easier, right? At least it gets around this problem. And Ravashi himself had problems. Either way, it's difficult. So, just interesting. How do you pass it on that? So the Ran has on Amud Beis. It's really for Amud Aleph. His linear halacha kfar kasati perk shivush shtay basra sharabim zazal parta kabaya. Believe it or not, the kisugi dehasam v'harachti sham v'taymer shal davar b'sheta d'shmaya aval haramban zal pasak Ravashi de'la'olam she'ochel da'achil namashma u'shalo'ochel shalo'ochel mashma. Right? So the Rambam held that depending on context. That's very fascinating. And the Ramban held, how did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? I don't know. Okay. Next. Zeh chomer b'shvuos mi b'nedarim. This is how shvua is worse than nedarim. More machmir than nedarim. The chomer b'nedarim mi b'shvuos. And in some ways, nedarim are more machmir than shvua. What's going on? Ketzad, for example. Omar, if someone said, Konen, if someone makes a neder, Sukkah sha'ani oseh, not going to have a sukkah, or lulav sha'ani notel, or I'm not going to take a lulav, or tefillin sha'ani meiniach, I'm not going to put on tefillin, bin nedarim, if you said that as a neder, that's usher, that'll work, and you can't put on tefillin. But b'shvuos, if you said it as a language of a shvua, that would be mutter. That's mutter. She'ein nishbo'in la'avra ala mitzvahs. Because you can't make a shvua not to do a mitzvah. Okay?
Would you make a neder? Are you making a neder in general or specific?
So the Avnei Nezer says that you make, we're going to get to the Avnei Nezer in a minute to make this Gemara make sense. The Avnei Nezer says that when you make a neder on tefillin, it's every pair of tefillin in the world. Because you've made a neder for tefillin as a category. Same thing with sukkah and lulav.
But how can you promise not to do a mitzvah?
What?
You're not promising not to do.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that, just one small, very small point. It doesn't say sukkah sha'ani yoshev. It says sukkah sha'ani osei. Sukkah that I'm going to make. Which is the Netziv had a whole discussion about what there's no mitzvah to make a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to make a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah.
No, we say tasev lo
minahasu. What?
That's not on you.
There's no mitzvah to make a sukkah. I can walk into your sukkah.
So
all that whole discussion about sukkah is different because it says taseh, and a hechsher mitzvah haktuva b'Torah has some chashivis that all half of that discussion is because of this mishnah, because it says sukkah's taseh, doesn't say sukkah's yoshev. But we're gonna translate it to mean what the mishnah really means is to sit in it, not to make it. Right? That's what we're gonna say because otherwise the whole Torah we're gonna have now is not gonna make sense. But it's interesting that the mishnah picks up on the word taseh and not the word yoshev. Very interesting. Yeah.
Why wouldn't
we
say
mitzvah haslav? We're going to get to mitzvah haslav in a few minutes.
And what force do we say all tefillin?
That's what the Avnei Nezer says.
What
force? We'll see in a minute. So there's a lot to talk about here. The main question is something we touched on yesterday, which we didn't really flesh out, was what's the difference between a neder and a shavua? What's the difference? The difference is that a neder is a lashon of cheftza, right? I am asering all tefillin or that pair of tefillin or that lulav on me, right? So what's aser is the object. I'm asering the object. But a shvua is I will not sit in that sukkah. So it's yourself. So when it comes to a cheftza, it'll work. When it comes to a gavra, it won't work.
That's what we said yesterday in the name of the Ran. The Re'im in the Shita Mekabetz is a slightly different. And therefore what? And so when it comes to a Cheftza, I have the power to author that object to me, and therefore I can't wear the tefillin. But when it comes to a Gavra, I don't have the power to do that to myself, because I already took a Shavuah at Har Sinai that I'm going to wear those tefillin. So I can't take a Shavuah. I took a Shavuah already. Right? That's the standard answer. Right? Is that answer satisfactory? It's a little bit of a word game. A little bit. What? I understand. So the Re'ein has a little slight different. He says when you make a shvua on an object, for example, I won't sit in a sukkah. I'm not sitting in a sukkah. That's like a slap in the face to Hashem. I'm not putting on tefillin. Like, would you come off to say such a thing? We're not going to allow that. But if it's about objects, so people have the power to author objects to themselves. Again, it's a very, very fine line. What's the difference, really? It's a very fine line. So I think the Avnei Nezer has a very very interesting approach. The Avnei Nezer says, what's the difference in this Cheftza-Gavra issue? When it comes to a Cheftza, we say it'll work. When it comes to a Gavra, it won't work. Right? So what's the difference? So the Avnei Nezer says, there's two ways to look at things. For example, let's say a carbon. Why is it that we can't eat carbonos? Why can't we eat carbonos? The ones that we're not allowed to eat. Why can't we eat them? Or for example, if I'm not a Kohen, I can't eat truma. Why is that I can't eat truma? The answer is, because that truma is more kadosh than me. That carbon is more kadosh than me. It's on a level that I'm not at. Therefore, I can't eat it. I'm not on that level. However, what about treif? What about creepy crawly insects? It's not because they're on a higher level than me. Just the opposite. I'm on a higher level than them. I'm not going to debase myself. Torah says you can't debase yourself. You can't lower yourself and eat those bugs. And eat those treif animals. Right? Two ways to look at it. So he says, when you take an object and you make it into a carbon, you take a pair of tefillin and you make a neder, that now it's us like a carbon. And the Ran says, even if you don't say those words, it's implicit. Every time you're making a neder, you're taking those tefillin, whatever you make a neder on, and you're making it look like a carbon. I can't eat a carbon. I can't eat truma. It's too holy for me. I'm not special enough. I'm not great enough. That's what you're doing to every neder, and you could even do that to a mitzvah. I can't sit in that sukkah. It's too lofty for me. I'm not special enough to sit in that sukkah. However, when it comes to a gavra, so what, I don't have a right to author a mitzvah myself. I've already taken a shavuot that I'm going to keep the mitzvah. So it's a little. I think it's a little better. I think we've gotten a little better. I might not have, fully gotten there. And that's why the Avnei Nezer says that if you do that to tefillin, it's to every pair of tefillin, because you've said every pair of tefillin is now better than me. I can't wear them. That's why he says that. It has to be every pair, not that pair. It's every sukkah in the world. It's every lulav, not just one pair, one lulav and one sukkah. It's as a category. I don't know. Would it work or that is it to one? I don't know. Probably not because this whole approach is he's trying to explain why should it be that if something is, what's the difference really between a ches and a gavra? So he's trying to give a little bit of a flavor why it should be. It's still wanting. It's a little better. We've gotten a little closer. Right, but God said I'm allowed to eat that piece of cake, and I could take that cake and make it like truma to me. I have the power to do that. So why God said I could eat it? Yeah, but I'm making it more special, more holy, and I can't eat it.
But the Torah commanded you to put on tefillin.
I understand. So again, you have to get back to that. The focus is on the tefillin, not on me. Right? It all comes back to that. We're just trying to give it a little bit of a reason, a little bit of a time. Okay. Yeah. What?
You can't say count for the mitzvah. You're putting yourself in a corner that's making
sense.
So you have
right, by Shavuah it's Mushba Omen.
That's clear.
Right.
So you don't have that by you.
Right, you don't have the Beneder. You don't have the Beneder. Right, but the question was, we had this question yesterday, it's the same thing. Lamaise is the same thing. So we're trying to say, no, it's not the same thing, it's totally different. Why is it totally different? So the Avinid has a little bit of an idea. Does it fully satisfy us? No. Is it better than we were before? I think a little bit better, yes. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we start off by saying, Chomer what? Chomer, the Mishnah said, Chomer Shvuos mi Nedarim. Shvuos are much more machmer than Nedarim. So we think, the Gemara thinks, Chomer, what do you mean it's worse? Michlal de Nederu. That means that what you've said is a Neder, meaning we just had two Mishnahs. But the Mishnah we start off today, and the one we started off yesterday. So the one we started off yesterday, we said all those Nedarim, those funny Lashons, none of them worked. And by Shvuah, they did work. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah now says that Shvuah is more Machmer than Nedarim, which is Mashma, that those Nedarim were really Nedarim. But they weren't Nedarim, they were nothing. Right? So what does it mean? It's more Machmer than nothing? What kind of language is that? So Chomer Mechlal de Nederu, Falmutter Ketani. We said it was mutter. Those weren't Nedarim at all. Therefore, no, Aseifa, the Idach Baba Ketani. No, on the second part of it. Without what? Shavua, She'eni Yashay, She'eni Bedaver, She'eni Mahalech, Aser. The right of Shavua that I'm not going to sleep or walk or talk, that's Aser. Zechar v'Shavua's been Nedarim. You can't make an Eder not to talk. Right? You can't do such a thing because it doesn't have any mamashos. Yeah.
You went to the structure of the Mishnah. It's ABBA.
Yes, ABBA, exactly.
Well, it's not bothered by it.
Right.
The first Mishnah,
we spent
the whole time.
Right. Well, then one of the answers was that there's no rhyme or reason. Right. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no rhyme or reason unless the Gemara wants there to be a rhyme or reason. Right? Okay. Chomer b'nedar mi b'shavuos. Ketzad. So here we go. Rav Kahana Masni, Amar of Gidol Amarav. Rav Kahana said that it was taught in the name of Rav Gidol Amarav. Rav Tevumi Masni, Amar of Gidol Amar Shmuel. And Rav Tevumi said it was Amar of Gidol Amar Shmuel. Minayin she'ein nishvor l'avra l'mitzvos. How do I know you cannot make a shvua to violate a mitzvah? That you can't make a shvua not to sit in a sukkah? Talmud lomar, lo yachel devaro. Don't go against your word. Devaro lo yachel. You can't go against your own word. Avo mechal hu lechefzei shemayim. But you can go against the shvua that went against Hashem. So if you make a shvua not to sit in a sukkah, you can violate that shvua. In other words, you have to sit in a sukkah. Now, Maishna Neder, what's the difference in Neder? Dechsiv, Ish Kiyidor Neder Lashem, Lo Yachal Devaro. Right? So the Gemara says, Shvu Nam Yachsiv, O Yishava Shvu Lashem, Lo Yachal Devaro. What's the difference? Right? The Plukim are all, both Plukim are each way. So Amar Abaya, no. Ha Da Amar, Ha Na'as Sukkar Alai. The reason why a Neder works is because you've said, Hana'as sukkah alai, meaning the focus is on the object. This is what we've been saying. Well, yeah.
Not the sukkah itself.
Not the sukkah itself. The hana of the sukkah. That's going to get into mitzvahs alahadas nitnu. But we're going to. Rav is going to ask a question on that. What do you mean mitzvahs alahadas nitnu? The Ran says, and it's mukhrach. Rav agrees that there's a distinction. He's only going to bother Abaya about the word hana. So we'll say it like this. When the idea is on the object, that'll work. That's a neder. Hada amar shvua shlo ehenet min hasukah. And when doesn't it work? When you say a shvua that I will not get hana from the sukkah. Meaning, the focus is on the gavra. That's what Abaye basically says. Amar Rava. So Rava asks, wait a minute. V'chi mitzvot lehenos nitnu. Mitzvot were given for Hana? Of course not. Right? Again, the Ran says it. He says it's in the Ran, the second to last Ran, the little one. It says, Rava, lava time da baya maksha. He doesn't have a problem with Abaya. Divadai Shapir Ka'amar. For sure Abaya is right. The difference is Chefta Gavra. Ella Alishna. He has a problem with the language of Abaya. Di'i Amar Hana Sukka Allah Yoshev Ba Yeshiva Shal Mitzvah. The mitzvah all the Hanas that knew. Right? That's the only problem that Rava had with Abaya. So Rava changes it to make it make sense. What does Rava say? Ella Amar Rava. No. Had Amar Yeshiva Sukka Allah. Not Hana Sukka. Yeshiva Sukka Allah. So I'm asering the object, which is the sukkah itself, from sitting on me. And v'had amar shavua shol eishi basukkah. And when is it no good? If someone says shavua, that I will not sit in a sukkah. Now, yesterday we said that the Ran said, when do we say mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu is a good out? That's where you don't get hana in your guf from doing the mitzvah. For example, if someone makes a neder, I will not listen to tkia shofar, right? I'm offering the shofar on me, you're still allowed to hear tkia shofar. Why? Because you don't get enough from that. Mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu, you don't get enough from that. But when did the hanas of the guf, when there's a geshmak, that you get a geshmak, like going into the mikveh in the summertime, and your whole body gets cooled off, you go to the swimming pool in the summertime, that's geshmak, then you can't say mitzvah zalahar, that's a joke. You can't say mitzvah zalahar, that's what the Ran said. So, all the achronim ask, this gemara says the Ran's wrong. Because, Amar Rava, v'chi mitzvah zalahanos nitnu, where mitzvah is given to Hana, meaning I can sit in that sukkah and get geshmak from the shade. I can do that. According to Rav. The Ran can't argue on Rav. We hold like Rav. Ran can't argue on Rav.
That's a bias for
me. What?
But that's a bias for me. It's like the Ran.
No, but we said that the only thing that Abaya agreed with Rav, basically. What we're saying is Abaya agreed with Rav. Abaya didn't mean to say Hana. He meant to say the object, right? Why? Because of course, mitzvah lav lahanos nitnu, and we're talking about sukkah. So now we have to find. As a matter of fact, the Rashba holds, which is also a dochek. The Rashba holds that mitzvah lav lahanos nitnu is even if you get hana. Even if you get hana. Which makes sense in this gemara, but that would be another problem, because why should that be? Why should that be? If you're eating matzah, you're getting filled up, you're certainly getting hanah from that. Right? So if you make a neder to asr matzah, that would be a big nafkamina. According to the Ran, you're not allowed to eat it. According to the Rashba, you are. Right? Because according to the Rashba, mitzvahs al hanah said do all mitzvahs, even if you're getting hanah. According to the Ran, no. If there's no hanah on the guf, like what we would think is no real hanah, then you can do the mitzvah. Like kei shofar. Okay, how does that? But if it's really hanah, you can't do it. So the Ran and the Rashba have a huge machlokas. And how does this gemara fit in? So there's a few ways to answer this gemara. Shimon Shkup says as follows. His basic show is the hanah incidental to the doing of the mitzvah? If it's incidental to the doing of the mitzvah, they're basically big deal. Then even though there's hanah on the guf, even though, like sitting in a sukkah, no, the kavana for sitting in a sukkah is to get geshmak from the shade. No, well, if it's 40 degrees outside and you're sitting in a coat, no hana. Why are you doing the mitzvah? Because the Torah said to go sit in a sukkah. You can't say that by going into the mikveh in the summertime. You can't say that because you can't say that by matzah. By definition, it's built in. It's built in. So even Rashba would agree that in those cases, there's no hana. And I'm sorry, in those cases, the neder will be chal. Why? Because when the hana is so built in and so integral to the performance of the mitzvah, even the Raja will agree that mitzvah is lav l'hanos nit. That the neder will be chal. The Raja, what about the mikvah? So the Raja himself said, no, that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah, going into the mikvah. What kind of mitzvah is that? It's a matir, right? You want to eat truma, you want to be tahar, you have to go to a mikvah. There's no mitzvah to go to a mikvah. Maybe for a woman it might be different, but might not even be different. So that was the key riot that the Ran had. That riot was the mikvah, right? You go into the mikvah in the summertime. It's great. Who wouldn't want to do that? That's what Shimon Shkup's answer to this whole discussion. Yeah.
With the sukkah case, mitzvahs covered in a sukkah.
Right.
So that you can't find the mikvah construct the case where you go in it and there's no hanah. But if you're sitting in the sukkah in bad weather,
right?
You're not going to go to the mitzvah anyway.
Right, but I hear what you're saying, that mitzvah is part. No, but his focus was that the hanah is incidental. The hanah is incidental. So let's say it's not cold. It's not mitzvah. The hanah is still incidental. It's an incidental hanah. So that's a debatable issue, but it's not so far-fetched to say that. That the hanah is incidental. I think most people... Yeah?
So that it depends on time of the year. Because if you go to the mikvah in...
Well, we said that yesterday. We said that yesterday. We said that yesterday. If you go into the mikvah in the winter time, then everybody agrees you could go. There's no hanah on that. That's what we said yesterday. Only in the summertime it was a problem, when it's kishmak. In the winter, when it's freezing, and you have to go to the mikvah, everyone agreed you could do it. Why? Mitzvah Slav Lahanos Nitnu. There's no hanah on that. Nobody.
Same thing with the sukkah.
So I think in a sukkah, no matter how beautiful the weather is, no matter how lovely, and how... I think people would still prefer to be in the house. No?
Well,
people prefer to be in the house.
But in those days, you know, there was no difference.
The point is...
I understand,
but the point is that it's still incidental hanah. That's the point. It's still incidental hanah. I think he's right. You can argue. We can sit and argue about it. But I think the bottom line, I think it's certainly a plausible explanation that it's an incidental hanah. And if it's incidental hanah, even the Rashba said it's no problem. There's a few other answers. Some say that when Rava said mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, he was going on lulav. On lulav, there's certainly no hanah on that, but I don't know you get from shaking the lulav. But that's hard because he's talking about all of them. The sukkah is the problem because tefillin is no hanah, lulav is no hanah, right? The only one that hanah is sukkah, right? Another interesting answer I saw is that it's the exact opposite of Shimon Shkop. That when did we say there was a problem? There was a problem when it was hanah on the guf. So is it really hanah on the guf if you're in the shade? I'm saying the exact other way. Is that really hanah on the guf? On the guf? Right? So I get hanah when I hear a shofar. It's beautiful sound. Right? I mean, like tefillin and like lulav is like no hanah at all. Do I get hanah when I sit in the shade? Is that hanah on the guf? That's debatable. So maybe then it's not even hanah. That's one it. The last answer I saw from Rabbi Kornfeld, he said, maybe the only time that the neder, that hanah, which neder can aser, is if the hanah is not necessary for the performance of the mitzvah. But if the hanah is necessary, right, then the hanah would be mutter. So now getting back to sukkah. If you're sitting in a sukkah, it's impossible not to get hanah. It's impossible. All the other mitzvahs, it's possible. Right? Even we're going to see it later on in the Masechta. Even Tashmish, it's possible not to have hanah. That's Thursday's not. Even it's possible. We're not bekeim in that. We don't know how to do that. But it's possible. So for everything, it's possible to go into the mikvah and not get hanah. How? Go to the winter time. It's possible. It's impossible to sit in a sukkah and not get hanah. Why? Because that's what a sukkah is. A sukkah is chach. It's impossible. If it's impossible, it doesn't count. That's another approach to explain that. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. What?
Except by the way, the first mitzvah of sukkah falls out at night.
Why?
When you go into the sukkah.
Right. Oh, you go in at night. So you're saying there's no hanah. Interesting. That's very interesting. Because there's no sun shining.
Yeah.
What? Raining. If it's raining, then you potter.
There's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah. We're trying to find a reason why you could sit in a sukkah and it's still not a problem of getting hanah. So maybe the Rashba said the only time you're allowed to sit in a... The only time mitzvah al lahanos nitnu was when it was possible not to get hanah. But if it's impossible, he never said his rule. And therefore, the neder will be chal. The hanah will be mutter.
And actually, it's the only time you have a mitzvah.
Right, it's the first
the
night.
Right.
Right. And besides going to the mikvah, which is a debatable thing if it's a mitzvah or not. The only mitzvah you do with your entire body is sukkah. Right? So it has some kind of special. Okay, we'll stop here. We're not done with this topic yet, but for today we're done. There's a dot in my gemara. We stop over here, and we'll continue tomorrow. Today's shiur was sponsored by Kenny and Brachy Norensberg, L'zeichen Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Everyone have a very good day.